Again, on the topic of chametz in the workplace, chametz in the business world, today we're going to focus on the iser hana that is found by chametz. In addition to not being able to eat chametz and not being able to own chametz and have chametz in your rishus, a yid is also not allowed to benefit from chametz. Chametz is asba hana min ha-toyra, right? You'll find in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch Simin Tov Mem Gimel, Chametz Mishay Shoyz L'maylo, Asur B'hano, V'afil Chametz Shal Eni Yehudi Asur L'hanas. It doesn't make a difference if this Chametz is Chametz Shal Yisrael, if this Chametz is your Chametz, or Chametz Shal Akum, even if it's not owned by a Yid, it's owned by a Gentile. A Yid is not allowed to be a benefit from Chametz on Pesach, and we're going to discuss some of the business applications that this Isser is relevant to. The most basic halacha is that if a person has chametz, he can't use it. He can't feed his dog with it. He can't even feed the homeless with it, because we paskin feel behemishal hefker. You can't use the chametz in any way, even though you don't own the behema. Why can't you feed the behema? The Mishabura says if you want to feed a homeless dog or a homeless person, whatever the case is, so now you be mekayim yiratzen with chametz. So you feed them other food, but if you're feeding them chametz, it's called being nene. The halacha is a person, the most basic application is a person sells chametz. It happens, unfortunately, every year. People forget when they get rid of the chametz in their house and they sell products on Amazon. And they could have hundreds of thousands of products and they forget that here and there they have chametz sitting in FBA, sitting in the fulfillment center. And it sells on Pesach, and then they chop in the middle of Pesach, someone reminds them. Or they hear such a case, and they chop, they also have chametz in Amazon. And it's been selling. It's a whole different problem, how to get rid of it. You really can't get rid of it. It's sitting in a warehouse. Pashas will become chametz shavul of Pesach. We call it back and get rid of it after. But what about the sales of the chametz? So the halacha is, min ha-Torah, a person cannot accept money that is given in lieu of the sale of chametz. Once you did accept it, then it's a whole shaila if you can keep it or not. Mikra din, chametz that was sold, the money, it's already accepted, you're allowed to keep. The Mishabura says a person should be machmer, and he should not keep that money. But that's all past tense, once you receive the money. But to take money on the sale of chametz is forbidden. And this is the halach in Tav Mem Gimel, Sif Gimel, Shulchan Aruch. Im kanu shum davim chametz, achar sheish mutter. If you accepted the money, then you can keep the money. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Tezvav. Reitz leimer, af agav da osim min ha-hano min ha-toyra. This is isim min ha-toyra. L'roiv poiskim imkein halak ava b'kinyasa adaraisa. Which means you being over on this kinyan, on accepting this money, you're being over on min ha-toyrah. But the Eved and the Taif is dumb. But the Eved, the Isser doesn't go into the money. But a person should not accept money. A person right now, Benigea Amazon, if you have an Amazon account and you realize over Pesach you sold, I don't know if you could stop the sale. I don't the incoming wire, you can't stop the sale. But now you have money sitting in Amazon. And then they want to pay you at the end of a week or so, or 2 weeks. Some of that money is asur b'hano. If you would take the money, then it'd become mutter, right? If you take the money. But you're not supposed to take the money. So I don't know how to stop that money from coming in. I don't know if there's a method to stop that money. I would think maybe you could have in mind not to be kind of the money that they're wiring in, and then get rid of that money somehow. Because ba'etzim and a Torah person should not accept that money. A person realizes he sold chametz on Pesach and he gets a check. Shouldn't cash the check, because cashing the check would be taking the money. A person's not supposed to take the money. So that's the basic, most basic application of the Isser Hana. A person's not supposed to take any money for his items that were sold on Pesach. And then we find another concept of Isser Hana, and that is the concept of Mistakim Isser Hana. Mistakim Isser Hana means you are profiting off chametz. And I'm just going to say the case in Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll discuss some applications. This is not that the Yid had chametz and he sold it. This case, the Yid didn't have any chametz. But what happened? There's a halach in Tof Nun, Sif Dalet. Yisrael Shehayil Eitaner. Yisrael has an oven. V'afu b'ayeni Yehudi chametz b'Pesach. And what happens is, a Gentile goes and he bakes in the oven of the Yisrael, he bakes chametz, and now he has to pay for the using of the chametz. He used it for one round of baking his challah, so he has to pay the Yisrael. So the halacha is, also lekabel b'schare, the Yid cannot accept that money. Now that money is called mistake misuri hana, you are profiting of chametz. You're being paid for a person to bake challah in your oven. So for the rent of the oven to create this challah, to create this chametz, you receive money. The halacha is, that's called mistake misuri hana, and that is forbidden. So I'm just going to discuss a few applications. But before that, I discuss any applications, it's important to know that when a person, forget about receiving passive income, sometimes a person in an active sense could be working with chametz, and that's for sure mistake misurayana. The Bishar brings that in Reish Tof Nun from the Tshuva Sarajba. A person is not allowed to be hired as a watchman to watch over chametz, because that's also mistake misurayana. You're not being paid for the selling of your chametz. It's not even chametz that the Yisrael owns. But ultimately, he's profiting off chametz by being paid to watch the chametz. Person's not allowed to receive money to watch chametz. That's all mistaken misurayana. Pashas in the Gemara Chaf Beis and Beis and Psachim. That's before that form of actively working with chametz is also min atayra even. So when you have a person who's working, let's say in a Gentile owned bakery, he's not allowed to work on Pesach. He's being paid to work with chametz, mistaken misurayana. You have a person that's working in a supermarket to stock shelves, and including that is chametz, and he has to do the chametz, that's part of his job description, and if he wouldn't do the chametz, he wouldn't get the job. That pashas is also mistaken misurayana. A person's not allowed to do that. A person's a cashier in a supermarket. He's paid to check out someone, including in that is all the stuff on chametz. He can't say, I'm not doing the chametz. It's part of his job. It's part of what he's getting paid. Pashas, that's also mistaken misurayana. Many times you have a nurse, part of the job of a nurse or an aide is to bring in food, and including that is chametz. If she wouldn't do that, she wouldn't get paid. She'd probably get let go. So that's part of her job descriptions, and then that's going to be mistaken misurayana. She can't take such a job to do it on Pesach. There's a fascinating tshuva that Rav Moshe has, that a fellow wrote to him that he works in a bakery, and he wanted to know if he could do it on Pesach and Chol HaMoed. The Gentile bakery was requiring him to work in Chol HaMoed. So Rav Moshe says it's mistaker. So the fellow wants to know, could he even work in the bakery and not get paid on Chol HaMoed? But he wanted to do it. Why does he want to do it? Because if he's going to take off, when he doesn't have permission to take off, he's going to be lose his job. So he's going to work, and this has been negated to a nurse or any other application, he's going to work in a job and not get paid. On a voluntary basis, he'll work on Pesach with chametz. And then he's not being mistaker. So Rav Moshe says that, and I believe this is in Chelik Alf HaKhesh Mishpat Simin Yud Beis, but I have to check this up. But so Rav Moshe says, and mistaker gadol mizeh, that is mistaker. Why are you working with the chametz? You're working with the chametz so that you have a job. So you're working with the chametz to keep your job. You're working with your chametz to get a job. So then all the money you make after is all because you worked with chametz on Pesach. So it's mistaker, and mistaker gadol mizeh. So that's what Rav Moshe says. So it really doesn't have any great aids. A person has to work. A person has to take off and not do the job. And then it's a shaila, could you get someone to replace you? That's a shlichas, that's a whole shaila. But in general, a person should know that you can't work with chametz. You can't do any work that entails chametz. Even if you're not getting paid per hour to do the work, a person gets a salary, a monthly salary, a yearly salary, and it's including a lot of things. In Shulchan Aruch, Yeridei Asim, in Kuf Lamed Gimel, I believe it is, the Paiskim explain, this is a shach, that any time you would not get the job, if you would say straight out, I'm not doing any work with the chametz, with the Yisuri Hano, then by doing the job, including the chametz, you're being nana mi'isuri hana, you're being nana from chametz. Even though it's just part of the job, there's other parts that are not involved in chametz. But the whole job becomes contingent on chametz if you would have said, I'm not doing the job of chametz on Pesach. So for example, if a nurse would say, I'm willing to do everything, but I'm not willing to bring the food, she might not get the job. If she wouldn't get the job, when they hire a nurse, they say part of your job is to bring the food. So it comes out that the entire job of being a nurse is included bringing the food, and your paycheck is dependent on the fact that you brought the food, and you can't take any part of that paycheck. And that's really a sugya and avodah zarah, and that's a whole sugya in itself, why you can't take any part of the money. But that's really what's mavur, that as long as the job is contingent upon doing the work of chametz, which is just part of the job, then the entire paycheck becomes dependent on the suri hana. You can't be nana, a person can't do such a job. So that's one thing to keep in mind when we discuss benefiting. A person can't take money in lieu of sale of chametz, and a person can't do physical work with chametz. In Shulchan Aruch that we just read, Simen Tov Nun, Siv Dalet, even when he's not doing work, even when it's passive work, which means he's receiving rent from his oven for the baking of the challah, since that money is being earned for chametz, for the work of chametz, for the creation of chametz in his tanur, so that's also called mistaker, and a person can't take that payment. So the applications to this are as follows, and you have to listen closely what the difference is. If a person would have a warehouse and he's renting a warehouse to a Gentile, or to unfortunately a yid that's not shayim etayru mitzvahs, and the person puts in his warehouse chametz on Pesach, can he receive rent for that warehouse? And the answer is he can. And the reason why he can is because the tenant who rented his warehouse has to pay rent regardless if the warehouse is empty, if the warehouse is full. He signed a lease, and the lease is whatever it is. It's a 12-month lease or a 2-year lease or 3-year or 5-year. It doesn't make a difference. But the point is, as any month in that lease requires that the tenant pay the rent. So let's say he doesn't have chametz, still has to pay. If I rent a store to somebody, someone rents a store, and then I see later he creates a grocery or a bakery or a restaurant, he's selling chametz. What happens if he wouldn't have that? He has to pay the rent. So the pashas would be, that's not mistaken, Mr. Yano, because he has to pay anyways. When is there a problem of mistaker? So let's say you take example a fulfillment center. Fulfillment center is a warehouse that charges me to store my pallets, right, per month or per week, whatever the arrangement is. So now per pallet I have to pay rental. If a Gentile stores chametz in my fulfillment center, I'm going to charge him for the storage of that pallet. If that's a pallet of chametz, now I'm benefiting off the chametz. It's not pshat, he rented my warehouse, he has to pay me anyways, regardless if he has chametz in my warehouse. I'm not paying nana from the chametz, I have no connection to the chametz. In the case where he's paying per pallet, so now he has to pay anyways. So now we don't say he has to pay anyways, I'm sorry. Now he's paying for the rental, for the storage of the chametz. So that's very similar to the case in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tov Nun, Siv Dalid, that you can't accept money for the using of the tanner, the rental of the tanner, if it's using it for chametz. And you can't accept the money for the storage of your chametz if it's per pallet, per chametz. You can't accept that money. That will be a mistaker, misuri hana. If a person has a trucking industry. So if a person rents, I own a truck. You rent my truck for 2 weeks, so I don't care what you put in my truck. If you wanna not rent the truck, but you hire me to truck a full load of something, and I'm charging per pallet, per weight, so now it becomes very complicated. If one of the pallets is chametz, so how do you allow to take money on that? L'chayin, I'll take money on that. You're charging to freight and to truck chametz, you're being mistaken misuri hana. You're not letting mistaken misuri hana. And chametz is yisuri hana. So if it would be a truck that you're not just renting to somebody and he could fill it up with anything he wants, or he could not fill it up, or even maybe a freight shipment, if he rents an entire truck to be brought in for whatever he fills it up, even if he fills half or he fills none, the he has to pay. It could be one pallet, it could be 20 pallets. He's paying for the whole truck. So then maybe the fact that he puts a pallet of chametz inside this truck, that's not, you're not mistaker because he has to pay anyways. But the chai gavna that you're charging per pallet of freight, so then it's becoming it's mistaken misriya now. And it's also someone who brokers such a freight shipment of chametz also has a problem. A person is not allowed to receive money for brokering chametz for the sale of chametz. The chayav is not allowed to receive money for brokering the service of chametz. He's also mistaker. So any person that's in a business that even it sounds like it's very indirectly because it's not my chametz, I'm not selling chametz, etc., etc., but ultimately you're profiting off the chametz. So that would become a problem. B'chai gavna, when the person has to pay me rent or for the services of trucking, regardless of the chametz being in the truck, regardless of the chametz being in the warehouse. So then the pshat is that you're not profiting from the chametz, and then it would l'chayr be mutter. That is l'chayr what comes out if you go through Simin Tov Nun, Siv Dalet, and Siv Hei. Siv Hei is the tzad heter when you're not being paid. Specifically for the chametz, you're getting your money anyways. And sifdal is when it's aser, when you're getting money for the schiris of the warehouse. And then we come to the last part of the iser of mistaker, the iser of hana from chametz. So we discussed selling, and then there's mistaker where a person is working bepoil. That might be a shayla deraisa. The pashas in the gemara is deraisa. Then there's another shayla of mistaken when he's not working bepoil, he's just receiving money, but he's receiving money from direct from chametz, passive income from mischiris. That's Mishabru says it's only mistaken mederabanim. Regardless, a person can't take the money. If he takes the money, he's allowed to keep it, but a person not allowed to take the money of profit from chametz directly. And now we have the last case, which is one step even more removed from mistaker and from selling, and that's the Issa of Reitz B'Kiyuma. It's a little complicated. We'll try to explain this as best as I can. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tov Nun, Siv Zayin, Aser Lahaska Kli, person cannot rent a keli l'eini Yehudi b'Pesach. So Yid has a pot. He has a pot, a frying pan, whatever it is, and he wants to rent it to a Gentile on Pesach. So the halacha is you cannot rent it kadesh yivash lechametz. If you know that he's going to cook chametz inside this pot, you can't do it. Why not? Why can't I rent a pot to a Gentile? If he's going to cook his own food, the chametz belongs to the Gentile. What's the problem? What does that have to do with the yid? He has to pay me rent anyways, right? He has to pay me rent. So there should be no problem. So let's say he doesn't cook up the chametz. He still has to pay me rent. So it shouldn't be mistaker, right? Not mistaker nisri hano. So Mishbru says, and this is the halacha of Reitzi B'Kiyuma, Pnei Shehu Reitzi B'Kiyuma Shal Chametz, She'im Yishafech HaChametz B'Shasha Kli Oymen Al Eish Yivaka Kli, which means like this. If a person is cooking up on the fire a pot, and there's no chametz inside, he's cooking whatever he's cooking, pasta, so it's one big tarevis of chametz that's Asa B'Hano, but it belongs to the Gentile. Now, if that chametz would not be in the pot would break. I don't know, Bezmane, I know all the pots would break right away, but that's what it seems the Metzius was then, that the pot would break. If the pot breaks, I can't charge Schiris anymore. That's the end of the Schiris. There's the broken pot. So it comes out that the chametz of the Gentile being in my pot is mekayim the pot and enables me to profit off the pot. It sounds like it's extremely far-fetched, but this is the concept of Reitze B'Kiyuma. Reitze B'Kiyuma means is I'm Reitze, I want B'Kiyuma, the existence of Shal Chametz. I'm in a position where I want the chametz to exist because it enables me to profit. I'm not being paid for the chametz, I'm being paid for the pot. But the chametz is mekayim the pot. The chametz keeps the pot in existence and enables me to charge money on the pot. That's the metzius. In other words, when I rent a warehouse to a Gentile, he has to pay rent. If there's chametz inside the warehouse, or no chametz inside the warehouse, it has no bearing on me. He has to pay rent. It doesn't. The chametz doesn't enable me to charge rent on the warehouse. The fact that I signed the lease enables me to charge rent on the warehouse if I own the warehouse. And the chametz doesn't make that the lease continues. So that has nothing to do with Reitz B'Kiyuma. But if you have a situation where there's a pot on a fire, the chametz enables that this schirus of the pot continues, and that's called roitze b'kiyuma, and that is asur. Just an example of such a musig. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that if a guy owes you money and he has no ability to pay, so he says, I'm going to sell my Avodah Zarah, which, and from that money I'll be able to pay you. The Gemara says you can't take that money. That's right. The Yid is now in a position where he wants the existence of Avodah Zarah, so that because through the selling of the Avodah Zarah, he's able to recuperate his loan, which wasn't even connected to the Avodah Zarah. And that's another. That's the same, that similar concept of roitze b'kiyumai shel esurihana. A person cannot be in a position where he is benefiting off the existence of chametz, because the existence of chametz is enabling him to profit. Okay, so let's walk through some of the cases. If a person has a business that requires chametz to exist, a person has, let's say, a nursing home, a person has an assisted living home or something like that, and he has to serve food, including in that he has to serve chametz, or if he doesn't have to serve chametz, but he's serving chametz, and he has to serve food. No one said that the guy had to cook chametz in the pot, but the point is that if he has to serve food, and he's using chametz as that function of serving food, so now we have an issue that he's right to be kiyuma, even if he doesn't own, I'm talking about if he doesn't own the food, if he has an outside food service come in and serve the food, and he doesn't ever take possession of the food, he's not even an isser of Bal Yirah, he doesn't own the chametz, but the point is that the chametz is mekayim his business. And there's many, many examples of such a thing, where chametz can be mekayim a person's business, or even if he sells the business, or he sells it for yomtiv, but he receives the money from that. So then again, he's being nana from the chametz. A person really, and Rabbi Asher writes this, that when a person sells a business for Pesach, he should not take the profits that were created from chametz, no matter what he's doing in the sale of the business. But if he's actually taking the money, he's being right to be kiyuma. Imagine, for example, a person has an office building, an office, and he sells it for, we discussed this at a different discussion. A person should lease out his office or sell the business, but he sells the business, but in this business that he sells there for Pesach, there's vending machines. And the vending machines are selling chametz. And people are putting money into these vending machines and they're buying chametz. Now, he sold the business for Pesach. So it's not his vending machine because he sold it. But he never made any stipulation or any ability for the guy who bought the chametz to get the money from the vending machine. He comes in after Pesach when he bought the chametz back. He bought the business back. There's money sitting there that he's going to take. And he has the right to take that the sales of chametz on Pesach. He's being nether from the chametz on Pesach, and he'll say it's not mistaker, but it might be, and it might not be mistaker. But pashtus, it would be right to be kiyuma. Right to be kiyuma means is that he's in a position, because even when he sold his business, he sold a business that sells chametz, or he sold a business like a nursing home. He's putting himself in a position that if he gets the profits, he's always waits to be kiyuma on the chametz, because by being the chametz existing, he's profiting. And a person should, when he sells a business, he should set it up in a way where he does not profit from the sale of chametz, and he does not profit from the existence of chametz. And if that means he doesn't take profit from the business on Pesach, then that's what it means. I had someone who called me, and he does cash advancing. To businesses, to Gentile businesses, which is very popular in the restaurant business. If a restaurant has a fridge or an oven, these commercial pieces, they can cost $100,000, massive walk-in fridge, and the fridge breaks. So now the restaurant is going to go out of business unless they quickly come up with financing to fix this fridge or fix this oven. So here you have a Yid who does cash advance. He fronts the $100,000 and he gets the sales of the products until he recovers $100,000 plus his interest. Okay, and the interest is astronomical because there's no real guarantee. There's no personal guarantee, and it's not even really called interest. What really it's called is you're purchasing future sales. So you give him $100,000 and now you have a right to collect on the sales of the restaurant $130,000. Okay, and that's called cash advance. This person called me. He had at Pesach, at the point that he called me, which was on Pesach, he had over 20 pizza shops, Gentile pizza shops, that had his money, and he was getting on the sale of the pizza. The sale of the pizza on Pesach. Not because he owned the dough, but because he had a right to that money, because he purchased those sales. He purchased the future sales by giving the $100,000. I'm not sure if that's the iser of taking on the sale of chametz, which is the raisa, or if it's mistaken misuriano, or just mistaken. But it's one of them, and it's zicharoitz bekiyuma. He needs to recover his assets. So now he's going to say, "What do you mean? So it's not my chametz. It's not." But he's in a position where he's roitz bekiyuma shel chametz. He's mistaken misuriano, and pashas he can't take the profit. He can't take that on Pesach. Now, besides that, he tells me he could hold up and not collect until after Pesach. He said it was a fortune of money. He stands to lose a lot of money. The cash flow and that will be an outrageous sum of money that he'd be losing out. And it's very complicated how you could work out the payments on such a thing without being over on the Isser Hanna of Chametz. I'm just giving an example. If it's a person's in such a scenario, he has to speak to a Rav who understands how these things work, how to perhaps work out a go around the Makam Hefzed Maruba, that he won't be Nene. But straight up, just taking that money would be an Isser, maybe an Isser Deraisa, maybe an Isser Rabbana, depending on how you're looking on it, but it would be Yosser. So that's the Sugya of Isser Hanna from Chametz on Pesach.